Are you living in Indiana and wonder what good tequilas you can buy right here in the state of Indiana without having to order anything? I'm going to run through a bunch of great tequilas. I've bound them up right over here. So let's go with a great Blanco. And actually, a Blanco, Repo, or Añejo. If you can find Siempre right here in Indianapolis, it's all over Indiana. It's at a lot of liquor stores. Nam 1414, very traditional made tequila. It has a fantastic taste, and you can't go wrong with the Blanco, the Repo, or the Añejo. And they have a lot of special products like Vivo and Muerto and Siempre. So put that brand in your head. That's a great brand to look for. You want to talk about another great brand? El Tesoro. This brand has been around forever, coming out of Nam 1139 Tena. And this is a Camarena tequila. This stuff is so good. This one right here is actually aged in bourbon barrels. It is a great price point. It's easy to find. Huge distribution. You can find it all over Indiana. You can't go wrong. Love the Tejona on the cork. Let's grab another one. Certe. Right? This tequila is coming in. I find it as low as $26. Great traditionally made Blanco. I use it for all of my cocktails, but I use it as a sipper too. This is not one of those tequilas that I say, oh, this one's just good for cocktails. This one's a great sipping tequila. But for the price point, it's also an easy one to use in tequilas. They also have an Añejo, a Repo that are very good. They have a lot of really neat single barrel projects. Certe, if you're looking for a tequila and you're in Indiana and you can't find one, right here, great tequila. Let's talk about Nueve Uno. Okay, so this one is coming out of Nam 1426. This is a place that has traditionally made great tequila, and they continue to. 1426 is one of the first distilleries I fell in love with Blue Bottle Cabo Wabo. It was the second distillery to manufacture Cabo, and it was a great traditional tequila, and this right here reminds me of it. This is a Valles tequila, so using Valles agaves, and they are really doing a great job. Barrel aging, they have some really interesting products. Their Blanco is fantastic. They have a Repo Deep, an Añejo Deep, which are just aged in some special barrels to really give you a lot of oaky flavor. They're really strong, really good. And then, of course, their Repo is awesome as well. So Nueve Uno. Let's talk about one you can't go wrong with, Ocho. Okay, you can never go wrong picking up an Ocho. Price great. One of the beauties of Ocho is right here on the bottle, they're going to tell you the actual estate or where these agaves grew. And that's going to let you learn a little different flavor profiles of different terroirs that are located in the highlands in Los Altos or in the Arandas area that'll let you taste how one Ocho Repo is going to taste different than another Ocho Repo just by the name of the estate that's on there and where those agaves were grown. Phenomenal tequila, very easy to find here in Indiana. Let's talk about another fantastic tequila, El Tecaleño. This started in 1959, and it is a phenomenal tequila, all Highlands agave, but the tequila itself is actually made in the town of Tequila in the Valles. It's a low-pressure autoclave, roller mill, open fermentation. The facility where it's at, there's all these mango trees and lots of plants around there that help give a little bit more in that fermentation to make a really special flavor. They, too, have Blanco, Añejo, a Repo. They have what's called a Repo Rare, which has been aged in these huge barrels for a really long time. They have a really amazing still strength as well. So El Tecaleño, it's another one that you can find easily. I'm 1109. It's got really great distribution. And we'll talk about G4. G4, Nam 1579, made in the Highlands by Felipe Camarena, brought to you by the Package Group. This tequila right here is one of my just absolute go-to. The Blanco is coming in at like $49. You can find it all over the place in Indiana. And this is a great selection of tequilas, and you can't go wrong with any of the G4s. You know, they have a lot of special editions. They have Moderna Blanco, Moderna Repo. There's extra Añejos. There's Añejos, Reposados. They're all phenomenal. The Blanco is probably going to be the easiest to find. The Reposado is starting to be a little bit easier to find. Their 108 sitting right back there is also becoming really easy to find. That is a fantastic tequila. So there, a question I get: what are good tequilas that I can buy in Indiana? And this is a great list of tequilas that you can pick up right here in good old Indianapolis, Indiana. If you have questions about these tequilas or any other tequilas that you're looking for in the Indianapolis area or in the state of Indiana, DM me, send me a message. Have a great night. Thanks for watching.